Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Kevin Yule Page, Deputy Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Kunal Suryavanshi. So, Kevin, would you outline the strategic vision and key priorities of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, or FAS?
So I did talk a little bit about the FAS strategy and vision in the last segment, but it's worth reframing it in this question. A large part of what we think was absent from the federal marketplace prior to the category management effort and the acquisition gateway effort is that we had a federal marketplace. It was $450 billion a year of things being bought and sold, but there was very little transparency in the marketplace. And if you can imagine trying to, say, buy stocks in a marketplace where you couldn't see what the stock had just sold for through someone else, a non-transparent marketplace is not an efficient marketplace. And so a big part of the strategy of creating category management and creating the acquisition gateway to share the efficiency of the marketplace is to create that more efficient marketplace for federal transactions. So we want FAS to create that. And then a lot of the rest of FAS's strategy, which is to develop the category management, to do the acquisition gateway, to improve our business models so that MAST was transformed and we were engaging Network Services 2020 as a strategic enterprise, supply transformation, those things, and also our fourth strategy of increasing the scope and size of our assisted acquisition, those were efforts internally to drive FAS's success in a more competitive federal marketplace overall. So we're really continuing to see our role as being the honest broker, creating an efficient federal marketplace, regardless of whether FAS is the ultimate answer for a customer. And then our own internal strategies is to do what we can to make sure we are that answer because it's our mission.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier one of the key initiatives you've been pursuing is category management across the federal enterprise. So I have it's a two-part question. First, can you explain to us what is category management? And secondly, and more importantly, what has been accomplished to date and what remains to be done?
Well, I mean, category management is simply the process of managing a product or a service category, a grouping of like common products and services, as a strategic business unit, and then customizing the outcomes that come out of how we transact business in those categories to meet customer needs. It's really about getting customers' missions done more efficiently and with better value, and really acting as one, truly leveraging the government's buying power while doing that. And the buying power isn't necessarily or even primarily about price. It's about good practices and value. We first need in category management to get to common requirements wherever we can to reduce the duplicative and costly efforts it takes to manage a single type of spending. How many contracts do we need to think through the awarding of and the management of for office supplies? And the answer is we have quite a few right now. You know, on the flip side of that, we hear the criticism back that that category management seems to be only about contract duplication reduction or vendor compression. And the truth is category management is a strategic approach to looking at one's spending and the way one is going about getting those products and services in. And if we make the decision, we would like to do business with a lot more small businesses, which Congress has recently told us we might want to do. It is a strategic ability to do that as well and to do that with the maximum efficiency and thought rather than as a random garden with 10,000 flowers blooming. So category management is really a disciplined way to act as one to achieve whatever outcome and whatever public policy outcome we're being asked to achieve. And so that is really what we're doing here. And the results that we've seen from this, I mean, even where we've taken on a little bit of category management, we've seen significant savings, not just in price, but in the way we've been able to manage our demand and manage more effective competition. And all those savings are passed on in terms of more mission being delivered or savings to the taxpayer another way. Since we started the category management initiative, OMB's announced 10 government-wide category managers. GSA is proud to represent 6 of them. We support the professional services, IT, facilities and construction, industrial products and services, travel and lodging, and office management categories across the federal space. Other leaders are coming out of the Department of Defense, the Office of Personnel Management, and the Department of Homeland Security. So these efforts are very important in terms of coalescing the right communities of interest, both in the government demand side and the industry supply side, to craft together better solutions to reduce duplication or to otherwise generate greater mission value.
What lessons have you learned since its inception, since its introduction to the federal space? And how much of that comes from the private sector? And are other countries doing category management? And have you been able to peer into what they're doing, what they're achieving?
It's a terrific question, yeah. The category management effort has been a commercial practice for the last 15 years. And as I like to joke, if the private sector has been doing it for 15 years, we're right on time for the federal government to be jumping in. It's been very successful in the commercial world. Companies, I can't name them on the air, but big companies that you will have heard of have done category management, and they see it very much as a value generation exercise. They initially start off often to save money, they think, and what they find out is that they're making procurement, this extramural spending, the spending outside their walls, turning it into a strategic asset rather than a cost is what they ultimately see coming out of the effort to get organized internally. So it's government's time to take on this challenge. The private sector does it best. We've been studying Fortune 500 and talking to a number of companies that have done it and onboarding their lessons. And you asked the question about overseas. We've been benchmarking actively with the United Kingdom and Canada. I've been very privileged to sit on a trilateral committee. We talk about it. We talk periodically about various issues common to our governments. And they have used it in the UK government to some effect, and also in Canada, which has gone very far in the direction of standing up independent shared services organizations. They have also undertaken category management with a great deal of success, and they're learning lessons too. One of the key things that we continue to learn, I think we knew this going in, but it keeps getting reemphasized every time we talk to another stakeholder that's done this, is no one ever has tried to do this at the scale of the United States federal government in the world. And so in a way, we're off forging our own lessons learned that hopefully will become applicable to others. But it's fascinating talking to UK and Canada. If you're a student of government, they operate under parliamentary systems, and it's very interesting the impact that that has ultimately in terms of the ability to operate there versus in a federated environment that we operate in and under our constitution. And so there are differences. When a government decides to do something, it means one thing in Canada and another thing in the U.S. So a lot of lessons that we're learning. I would just say my biggest lesson, I say this whenever I'm talking about category management, there are a lot of ways to fail at this. It's a very hard collective action problem. The first way to fail is not to try. And so we have been working very hard to make sure that we're doubling down on our engagement, our collaboration, our communication. And it's very important as we've gone out more to talk about what we're trying to do to get organized internally, to reinforce the message this is about mission delivery and value for mission delivery, and not to allow the conversation to go to people's worst assumptions about the fears. This is the government trying to get lowest price technically acceptable. Nonsense. That is not what we're after. We're after a more intelligent approach to sourcing, a more intelligent approach to managing demand. Communication. So the lesson learned was communication, and we're out on the hustings all the time trying to get this message out. We have an upcoming co-sponsored event with ACT-IAC on March 1st, which is to focus on category management, becoming a mission delivery organization through the embrace of category management. We'll also talk about the acquisition gateway. So it's real important for people to sign up and come here more and be part of the conversation.
As part of category management, GSA has focused on this concept called category hallways. Could you elaborate on the importance of this approach and how these hallways will help you develop services and capabilities to continuously improve your acquisition process and outcomes?
Sure. Fundamentally, the category hallways were just one way of thinking of this acquisition, organizing this acquisition gateway. And again, the gateway was really thought through as a change management capability to help support change management around category management, helping us to act as one. To act as one, you have to have a common operating picture, a common way of seeing the space. And if you think about the wide variety of goods and services that that are purchased by the government each year, you have to organize them somehow. And so categories are somewhat arbitrary. They're lined up on industry's ability to deliver, but they're still very large. It's a way to create a hallway within the overall shopping experience so that you can go find the thing you're interested in learning more about or finding the good practice around. So we split these category hallways up into the main categories of spend. And inside the categories, all the information related to that category, for example, which government-wide vehicles are available, GSA and non-GSA, industry trends, price analysis where available, good practices. We're working hard now to build tools and digital tools within the gateway so that you could look up things like statements of work that have been successful and save yourself time. So we have emerging stories out of the gateway of people who went with a blank sheet of paper and walked out of the gateway 20 minutes later, 90% of the way down the road to having their acquisition ready to go. They had information for their acquisition plans. They had a statement of work they needed to refine a little bit. And they were able to speed up their mission delivery, and by the way, speed up their mission delivery on vehicles that were known to provide good value because of past performance. So this is really, the hallways are just an organizational structure to tackle category management at a more operational level and to provide that virtuous feedback loop to the category teams that are developing strategies to make everything more useful to the end user.
So has FAS reorganized itself around category management? I mean, what do you need to do to align your business portfolio with these category strategies and goals?
FAS is in the process right now of reorganizing itself around category management. FAS always was organized to some extent around categories. We had our integrated technology service and our general services and supplies organization, our travel. But what we're really doing when we did a relook at our organizational structure is to re-emphasize in everything that we do and the way we're organized, customer first and category as the organizing principles. We've changed some of the portfolio names. So the integrated technology service is now the integrated technology category. But within the integrated technology category, they have done important work to line themselves up in ways they had been aligned before on contract. Now they're aligned on service areas like IT security or IT hardware. And so they are now looking at their business through how do I meet my end user's need independent of what contract is used, just how do I meet their need? And this is going to let us be a lot more agile as an organization to get an agency to an outcome quicker. We've realigned the business portfolios to the main categories of spend. And this is just some of the ways we've been trying to tune up the way we operate to support category management and our customer focus.
You know, the next big thing federal agencies are dealing with is cybersecurity. And given your role at FAS, what are you doing in the area of cybersecurity, making accessible the products and services government executives need to actively defend against cyber attacks and mitigate the risks that they're facing each day?
It's a great question and a very large problem that we're tackling as a government. FAS and GSA have been full partners in the interagency response to a lot of the recent cybersecurity events. We've been part of the Cyber National Action Planning teams. And what this has meant for FAS is an opportunity to use our category management structure to lean into this exact problem. And one of the subcategories of IT spending is IT security. And so we have seen our IT security folks suddenly get thrust front and center on a very large government stage responding to our current cyber crisis. In immediate response to the OPM event, we did a couple things. First of all, we built a government-wide contract in partnership with DOD and OPM to give people cyber personal identity protection, and that was done as a government-wide effort through OPM. We have a program in the IT category called USA Access. We manage the identity cards that are technology-enabled to HSPD 12 standards, but we issued a lot of emergency PIV cards, personally identifiable verification cards, to agencies that were making sure that they could secure their admin functions with dual factor authentication. So we leaned very quickly into dual factor authentication support for big agencies across government to get them to green on the cyber sprint.
So Kevin, a cornerstone of successful performance management is really support from leadership and good use of analytics. Could you talk a little bit about how FAS is using analytics to not only improve services and quality, but to also identify new customers and services?
I'd be delighted. Well, FAS is using a lot of visualization and data analytics to help us with our internal campaign. I mentioned we're turning to customer as a matter of our three-year focus, and there are three key concepts there: to understand our customer, to anticipate them, and then to serve them. We're able to come in with a much more targeted discussion to help agencies, to tell agencies where GSA or FAS can be of greater service to them. So we've used analytics combined with good old human intelligence to really get a more pointed message across and to be a better consultative partner with our federal agencies. So that's been very important. We are using these same data analytics to look at the trends and measure and benchmark progress in the category management strategies. So we are able to understand through use of analytics where we are seeing the reduction in duplication of full and open contract awards taking place, or understand the dynamics of how requirements are moving from one solution to another across government. We're able to have that conversation with our agency partners and also with industry about why it is these changes are taking place, and so that we can make sure we are responsive to those changes.
How has category management benefited federal acquisition? We will ask Kevin Yule Page, Deputy Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.